Thank God that He has given us one more opportunity to be found in His house.
感谢神，他给我们这样的机会，在他家中来一同有分享。
There's one of the things which I learned growing as a kid is how important to be found at the house of God.
有一件事情，我从小就在神家中所学习的，就是在他的家中一同聚集是何等的蒙福。
Many times as Christians, we underestimate the importance of God's house and fellowshipping with His children.
我们常常有一件事情，我常常忽略的，就是作为神的儿女，在神家中的聚集是何等蒙福的一件事情。
So let us be thankful that every time when we are in God's house, that it is not that we had nothing to do, but it was preordained, planned, and predestined that we should be found in His house week after week.
使我们不要轻忽一件事情，就是每一次我们一同在神家中这样的聚集是何等蒙福的事情，巴不得我们每一天每都能够来纪念，常常来珍惜这样的机会。
When Brother James asked me to share almost like a month and a half,
当那个黄弟兄在一个半月以前来告诉我能够有这样一点分享的时候，
And as I was waiting on the Lord, that Lord, what is that you want me to share?
当我在神的面前等待的时候，我求神说，神啊，你有什么事情需要我在这儿来分享的？
Till last Sunday,I had nothing which I thought there were no words coming in which I could think, and God was not giving me any burden to share.
直到上个星期以前，我一直都还不知道自己要分享什么，要在这里同大家来分享。
There were a few thoughts, but multiple thoughts, but I was not able to make up my mind what is that I need to share.
尽管有各种各样的一些大概有个意念在我们的心里中，各种各样的意念，但是我还是不太清楚的知道究竟要具体来怎么样来分享。
So I said, I think if, this is I'm talking about the last Sunday, I said that Lord, if today if you are not giving me the word, and today if you are not talking to me, I'm going to go to Brother James and tell him that, sorry brother, I cannot share next Sunday.
我知道上个星期啊，上个星期以前都还不知道具体要修行，要分享什么。后来我就跟神说，如果是今天就上个星期天主日的时候还不知道要分享什么的话，我就会去找黄弟兄，跟黄弟兄讲说我不能分享。
I said I want a condition Lord that what out of the few topics what I am burdened that you should ensure that you should shortlist one of them to the message which brother is going to share.
So 我就跟神祷告说，我在几个选择的新分享的那个内容的里面 题目的里面，你必须要清楚地告诉我，我具体要跟弟兄姊妹要分享什么。
And I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, how God is gracious, how merciful He is, that He hearkened my prayer, and the very thought which was there, He took away all the other thoughts, and it brought one thought, which I'm supposed to share this morning.
So, 我要告诉弟兄姊妹，我们的神是何等的恩典怜悯的神，他在我所想要选择的几个题目的里面，他非常清楚地告诉我怎么样来跟大家今天早晨有分享。
Sometimes, and I was thinking on that, sometimes we might ask something stupid, something foolish, something very childish, but how God is so much mindful of what we want and how He takes note of it and how He brings things to pass is amazing.
尽管我们有时候我们的想法是可能是何等的幼稚，但是神是那样的如此信实，他会来知道他儿女们的需要，在这个时候他会清楚地来告诉我们。
So I thank God that in spite of sometimes our unfaithfulness, our life, that how much He takes heed of each and every thought, I thank God for that.
尽管神是，我们要想告诉大家，神是何等的信实，他完全清楚知道他儿女的需要是什么。
So if you see today what I'm going to share is going to be like an addition, a continuation of what our brother was sharing last Sunday.
So, 今天我要跟大家所分享的内容呢，是继续上个主日弟兄分享的。
So, let's open the Word of God and to the Book of Genesis, chapter 2.
让我们来分开圣经创世纪第二章。
And we'll read verse 2 and 3. Book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 2 and 3.
创世纪第二章第二节到第三节。
And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, And he rested on the seventh day, and from all his work which he had made. Verse 3.
Okay.
And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made.
到第二节，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕，就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日，神歇了他一切创造的工，就安息了。So,
mark the words, chapter 2, verse 2, rested, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
第三节这样告诉我们，神 赐福给第七日，在这一日神息了他一切创造的工，就安息了。So
we see here that is that there is a rest which we see, but before the rest, we see there is a work which is involved.
在我们这节看到圣经，我们首先看到那个安息，在安息以前，神有很多创造的工作。So
if we try to see in our own lives, made a rest, always supersedes, it follows the work, what we do. Once we finish our day, the daily activities, we go home and rest.
所以我们在看到，当我们在进入安息之前，是有很多的工作要做的。当我们完成了一天所做的各样的事情以后，我们回到家中，我们又可以休息下来。And
that too also, if the work is completed,
当然那是讲到工作已经完成以后。And
there is a satisfaction in that work, then only we can rest.
在我们这个工作的里面，我们得到了一种满足，所以我们才会有安息。So
it seems that God rested because something satisfied him. Something, he finished something, it was complete, and that's why he rested.
所以，让我们实在是看见神这样能够创造的工作，并且他对他所创造的工作感到非常满足，因为在这个满足里面，他安息了下来。And
it has to be something powerful, something big, which the Almighty God, the one who created this universe, the one who formed each one of us, what could make him satisfied? What was the thing which completed that he could go into rest?
所以我们实在是看见，当神借着他创造的大能，他做了很多各种各样的事情，因着这些事情的成就，他安息。And
the answer we find in the previous chapter, that is Genesis chapter 1, verse 31.
所以我们这个答案呢，乃是在于创世纪第一章的第31节所讲的。So,
the verse 31 I read, and God saw everything that he made, and behold it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
所以第一章第31节这样告诉我们，神看着一切所造的都甚好，有早晨，有晚上，有早晨，是第六日。
So, due to shortage of time and a lot of things I want to share, so I will not rush, but we know what happened on the sixth day.
所以我们当然有很多事情在这方面，这一点上可以来分享，但是我想来看看这第七日究竟做成了什么事情。
So on the,
第六日,
on the sixth day, God created man.
我们都知道在第六日神造了人。So
the words which he saw 31, he looked at man and said, it was good.
所以这第31节的结论来自于说，当他看到人的时候，他说这是好的。So
when do we say something what is good?
当我们在说有某一件事情看起来很好。So
we know that whenever we imagine in our daily life also, when we go to a store or when we want to buy something, we look at something, we look it at all the sides back and forth, and we purchase it because we like it, it's good.
So, 就好像我们到一个商店里面去购物一样，当我们看见一样东西，我们看比来比去，最终我们觉得这东西很值得买，就买了下来，因为我们实在是看到这样，我们所买的这件东西它是好的。So
what was that good God was looking in the man?
So, 那神所说的看为好。 他究竟看到人的哪一方面是好的呢?
So, I don't, here also there could be a lot spoken, but I just want to rush to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
所以当然我们可以在这方面有很多的分享，但是我想来大家来看第26节。
So, let's look into Bibles, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
所以第一章的第26节。
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth.
第26节神说，我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜，和地全地，即地地并地上所爬行的一切昆虫。
So as you all know that, just let me give you a little background on, just to, because we do not have time to refer back and forth many verses, so I just give you a brief idea about how this thought came in.
So, 当然我们没有时间在这个这段这章的圣经里边去来回的来去思想啊，我们就想单单的集中到这里，就是这些圣经，我们来看看神是怎么样成就他的工作的。
So we all know that, that Satan, he was one of the angels, archangels with the God, and he was ministering angels.
那么我们都知道，那个撒旦他曾经是位天使长啊，他在神的面前来服侍神，来带领天使。
And we know that how the thought came into him that why I can't be like God.
当然我们知道，后来有一个意念进到他心里边去了，进他心里面去。
And we know that how he was thrown to the earth.
那么他是怎么样想自己变成神，又怎么样被打到地上来
？And we know that the earth became the domain for the Satan.
我们就知道地就成了那个撒旦的那个管辖的权限范围。
Because of that, the earth was ruined.
所以因着这个缘故，地球就被毁坏了。
So God wanted to restore this earth again.
那神需要把这个地球重新恢复过来。
And He wanted to create man so that He could use this man to regain this earth.
所以他就造了人，造人的目的就是为了使这个地球能够重新恢复到神原初的样子。
So that you could use this man as His tool to restore the earth.
他要借着人来重新恢复这个地。
So that's why when you come to verse 26, he says, let us make man in our image after our likeness.
所以在第二十六节就这样说，神说我们要照我们自己的形象，按照我们的样式造人。
So there are two words in my version says image and likeness.
所以实际上是两件事情，一个是形象，一个是样式。
So image is something related to the inner attributes of God.
所以那个形象来是讲到神内在的那个属性。
So not only the outward appearance, but also the inner attributes of the Heavenly Father, the God was desiring those attributes should be there in this human being.
所以啊，不光是指我们的外在形象，而更重要的是指我们里面的属性，要像神所像神的那个样子。
So, moving forward, I don't want to talk more on this subject. So he was when he saw this man having the nature and the very attributes of God.And God could say, God saw it was good.
所以当神造了人，让看见人啊，不光有他的形象，外在的形象，更有里面的那些那个性格的时候，所以他就非常满意，说这是好的。
He could see that this is the man who is going to restore the earth back to me.
所以他看见人的时候，这是那个能够使我恢复地球的那样的人。
This is the man in whom my expression, my life will be seen in him.
So, 这个人是这样的，他的生命可以彰显出我自己来。
And that is why he could say it was good.
所以这就是为什么神说那是好的。
And that is why prompted him all the creation, all those 5 days, and finally when he made the man, it was for that man.
就是为什么当他造了这么多的万物的时候，当把人造出来的时候，他说那是。他对人更特别。
He couldn't rest when he made the waters. He couldn't rest when he separated the land and the waters. But he rested only when finally he saw the man whom he sought for. That was the time when he could rest.
当他造了这么多天地万物，把地和天分开，把空气分开的时候，他并没有安息，而乃是他造了人以后，他看到人。所代表的他的那个形象，他说他可以安息下来。
So from this we could understand how important it was for God to rest, because He could see that man and He satisfied His heart, and we could see that is what was God was looking for.
所以你可以看见到神为什么是可以安息下来。当他造了人的时候，他从人的身上看见他的工作是如何的可以借着人完成了，因此他安息了。
So that's why when, as we move further from Genesis to Exodus, and when the children of Israel were in Egypt, God made this provision when He was planning to move them from Egypt of Sabbath.
所以我们再次看到从创世纪一直到出埃及记，当神把
So we know that the whole idea of Sabbath was not that they should not be working, they should not be walking many miles, but the whole idea God wanted to get into the mind is the idea of rest, talking about how God is satisfied, what is that He wants in each one of our lives.
所以我们记着出埃及记所说的那个安息日，我们实在看见神为什么要让我们安息下来。他的目的借着安息日要表达出来的是神让我们有应该有一个怎么样的安息。
So this morning, I just wanted to bring forward some of the things which God requires for us to enter into the rest.
所以我们今天早晨要来分享的就是哪些事情神要让我们来思想，可以把我们带进到安息的里面。
From the book of Exodus and from the life of the children of Israel, I just wanted to bring forward to you some things.
所以要借着以色列人在出埃及记中，他们的经历，来认识这一点。
So one of the very first, I would share three things which is very important for us to enter into God's rest.
所以我要分享三方面的事情，借着这三方面的事情，我们来看神怎么样把我们带进安息的里面。
They were all shared last week, but I will bring forward I added something more to what our brother was sharing.
那上个星期我们的弟兄已经分享到这些，但是我想更清楚的、更详细的来看这样的三个方面。
Book of Exodus.
在出埃及记,
Chapter 5.
第五章,
Verse 3.
第三节,
So, Book of Exodus, Chapter 5, Verse 3. And they said, The God of Hebrews has met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord.
他们说，希伯来人的神遇见我们，求你容我们住旷野，去走三天的路程，祭祀耶和华我们的神。So
the word here is, the thought is the God of the Hebrews has met with us.
所以在这里实在让我们看见希伯来的神遇见了我们。So
here, the God of Hebrews, it talks about that the children of Israel were separated from the Egypt. That the word, the very first point which I want to bring is that we need a life of separation.
所以在这里实在让我们看见，希伯来的意思就是分开。所以说，让我们看见以色列人首先要从埃及被分别出来。
Then book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 18.
在出埃及记第三章第几？3:18。Exodus 3, book of Exodus chapter 3, verse 18. Yeah.
So, to save time also, I just read the last part. The Lord God of Hebrews has met with us. Now let us go, we beseech thee, 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God.
所以希伯来书第三章第十八节后半部分这样讲的。 耶和华希伯来人的神遇见了我们，现在求你容我们往旷野去，走三天的路程，为要祭祀耶和华我们的神。So
the word which here, which we need to, which is the word, is sacrifice to our Lord our God.
所以这句话我们要记住这个字，为要祭祀耶和华我们的神。So
not only God expects that we should be separated, but He is also expecting us to have a sacrificial life.
所以在这里实在是让我们看见，我们不光是要 走三天的路程和埃及要分别出来，而且我们要祭祀神，这个祭祀。So
this is what our brother also shared last Sunday.
这是我们弟兄上个星期分享的内容。Then
book of Exodus chapter 4.
第四章,
verse 23.
第23节,
book of Exodus chapter 4, verse 23.
出埃及记第四章23节。
And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me.
我对你说过，容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
Let my son go, that he may serve me.
容我的儿子去，好侍奉我。
The word here is serve.
在这儿，侍奉这个词很重要。
So it's very easy to remember. They're all S.
What?
All S. S. Letter S.
Okay.
So it's like serve,
Okay. Yeah. 所有这些词都是跟 S 有关系，这个大写的英文字母 S.
So separation.
就是分别，就是英文也是 S 开头的.
Sacrifice.
而那个奉献的英文也是 S.
And serve.
然后最后一个那个侍奉，英文的开大写字母 S 也是.
So if you have separation, you have sacrifice, you have serve, then it becomes feast or fellowship. Or you're able to rest in the Lord.
所以当我们有了那个分别，有了侍奉，有了那个祭祀，有了侍奉的话，我们就可以来服侍我们的神，就可以因着这个安息的。So
we all have math. You know, A plus B plus C is equal to D, like that. So it's
这好像是一个方程式，从 A 加 B 加 C 就等于 D 这样的一个。So
separation, sacrifice, serve is equal to feast or fellowship.
Feast.
This is something which I wanted to share this morning. So, in fact, I just wanted to bring the platform or the main theme, so that the idea to get into this main theme.
So, this is what I want to share with you today. I want to start with this topic with you, and then we will look at these
things. To do all these things, there are a lot of challenges.
Of course, we have to do these things. What we just talked about is that we will face a lot of challenges.
A lot of compromises.
A lot of we need to compromise.
So, this morning, I just want to bring forward that what are those challenges and compromises from the book of Exodus.
所以我们从出埃及记这本书，我今天早上来看，我们要做怎么样的牺牲和这样的放弃。
So, and God is gracious, and we cannot ignore the Old Testament saying that, oh, it is for the Old Testament, it is the time those old time guys, it's nothing to do for me. I am living in the new era, new things. The challenges and the compromises are different.
So, 我们可能常常会以为说，哦，是。 我们今天生活在新约的时代，我们跟旧约没有什么关系。旧约里边所讲的那些事情，不是我们今天要做的。他们所经历的那些让步、那些牺牲的话，今天我们不需要去做。So
let's go forward to this all these challenges and the compromises, so that one by one we can understand, and let us try to apply it in our own lives and see where we stand.
所以我们今天要详细的来看，当以色列人他们当时所面临的挑战和他们所做出的牺牲。 和一些让步，或者是一些放弃，怎么样应用在我们今天的生活的里面？
So, Book of Exodus, chapter 8.
那么在出埃及记第八章，
verse 25.
第25节。
Let's read from 25 to 27.
我们从第25节念到第27节。
And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron and said, Go ye sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, It is not so to do, for we shall sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. Lo, shall we sacrifice the abomination of the Egyptians before their eyes? And will they not stone us? We will go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he shall command us.
第25节到27节，法老召摩西亚伦来说：“你们去，在这地祭祀你们的神吧。”摩西说：“这样行本不相宜，因为我们要把埃及所厌恶的祭祀，我们耶和华神的神，若把埃及所厌恶的在他们眼前献祭，他们岂不用石头打死我们吗？我们要往旷野去，走3天的路程，照着耶和华我们神所吩咐我们的祭祀他。”
So this is just to give a background. This is a situation where the God told Moses to go back to the Egypt where the children of Israel are under slavery.
So, 刚才所念的这些圣经的那个背景呢，乃是当神差派摩西回到埃及去，因为当时埃及以色列人在埃及做那个埃及人的奴隶。
And Pharaoh was not heeding to Moses' voice, and he was hardening his heart.
那个法老他不听摩西所讲的，他的心刚硬。
So we know that one after one, God is there are miracles happening to prove the power of God and also to know, also to Pharaoh to know that how strong the God is.
所以就接下来就发生了一个一个的灾难, 让法老清楚地认识到, 神是怎么样一位大能的神。
So here finally after the fifth miracle, we see here that finally Pharaoh's heart is little changing and he says to Moses that you can go, but don't go out. You want to sacrifice to your Lord, sacrifice in Egypt.
所以当到了这第五个神迹以后, 好像法老的心有那么一点松动, 他就对摩西说, 你可以祭祀你的神, 但是你是在埃及这个地方祭祀你的神就够了。
And I think this is one of the challenges which we also face these days.
所以这好像就是今天我们也要面临的同样一个服侍神的一个挑战。
Why should we go to the house of God every Sunday?
为什么我们需要每个主日来到神的殿中来敬拜神、侍奉神？
Let's stay at home. We can do everything and or we can just go to the near church somewhere. Why should we go and spend the whole day in the house of God, fellowshipping with God's children?
所以为什么我们不可以待在家里边，或者在附近找一个随便找一个什么样的聚会，我们就在那里就可以呢？为什么要这么远的来到神的家中，在这里来敬拜和神交通呢？
And who is saying this to Moses?
那么谁对摩西讲呢？
Pharaoh.
法老对摩西讲。
So we know that Pharaoh is a symbol of Satan.
我们都知道法老所预表的背后的就是那个撒旦。
So many times Satan tells to us that why you need to go to the house of God.
就像常常撒旦对我们跟我们讲说，你为什么要去教会教堂去敬拜？
Have fellowship, stay in the house.
如果你要跟神交通的话，在家里边就可以了。
So this is the challenge, and God, it's time for us to introspect our lives to see that how important is the house of God, how important is for us to fellowship with God's children.
所以这确实是我们要好好来思想的，我们应该想在神的家中来跟神交通是何等的重要，与神的儿女相交通，一起交通是何等的重要。And
Satan is very smart. He will always get those evil ideas, wrong ideas, and he'll twist the word of God here and there, and he'll somehow get him with the wrong doctrines and everything, and he'll force you or compel you or somewhere make you stay at home.
所以撒旦是很聪明的，他会借着一些把一些很错谬的一些想法，转变一个方式来跟你说服你，好像觉得你待在家里边或者怎么样的，屈服一下就可以，同样可以做到同样好像类似的事。
So that's why I just will not open, but to say that 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says that Paul is telling to the church that be not ignorant of Satan's devices.
所以就像哥林多后书第二章第七节所讲的说，你们我们都知道撒旦他的诡计。
Because Satan will always try to tempt us, and that's what he did with Eve.
所以我们知道撒旦常常的就这样来诱惑我们，就像当初他诱惑夏娃一样。
Did God really tell you to not to eat?
他对夏娃说，真的神这样告诉你不可以吃吗？
So today or certain that is it really need to go to the house of God?
就像今天可能对我们心里说，今天你真的需要去神的家吗？不需要吧。
You're too tired. Your body is tired. You work too long. Better stay at home.
你今天不是很累吗？为什么需要这样费劲就去呢？待在家里也是同样的敬拜呀。
The Lord was trying to teach a simple principle here is that we cannot worship the Lord staying in Egypt, the world, and it's very important us to show a life of separation.
So, 神实在是的话清楚明白的告诉我们，我们需要分别出来，我们需要在一起来敬拜神。
So, just to save time, let's move on because I have to give also the chance for Brother Douglas to share. Otherwise, probably we'll go on. So, let's move on.
所以我现在只能很简单的分享这一点哈，因为下面我们的弟兄还要继续分享的。
So, you can take these verses and you can go home and you can read it and. Galatians 1:4, God has separated us from the evil world. Galatians 1:4.
Okay. 那么，我想这句话我们都自己可以带回家，好好再去默想一下。在加拉太书第一章第四节也告诉我们，哇，这个是。Galatians
1:4.
啊，what's the content?
God has separated us from the evil world.
哦，因为那个加拉太书第一章第四节告诉我们，神把我们从那个世界里边分别出来。John
15:19, ye are not of this world. John
15:19. Okay. 那么约翰书第十五章第十九节这样说，我们与这个世界是不同的。
James 4:4, Friendship of this world is enmity with God.
那么第二那个雅各书第四章第四节告诉我们，与这个世界为友的，就与神为仇。
John 4:24, we need to worship God in spirit and in truth.
那么约翰福音第四章二十四节说，我们要敬拜神，要在灵和真实的里面敬拜神。
We cannot worship God in our old nature.
我们不需要，我们不能够靠着我们自己的本性来敬拜神。
We cannot worship God staying in Egypt.
我们不可能在埃及敬拜神。
We need to worship Him in the new nature, that is in spirit.
我们需要在一个新的新造的里面来敬拜神，就是在灵的里面敬拜神。
And that is why we need to come out and be separate.
所以这就是为什么我们需要从埃及出来与他分别。
So the verse is 2 Corinthians 6:17. Let's read this verse. 2 Corinthians 6:17.
就是哥林多后书第六章第十七节，第六 6:17.
Yes.
哥林多前后书第六章第十七节。
2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, said the Lord.
因此你们又说你们务要从他们中间出来与他们分别。
So the word here again is separate. We need to be separated.
所以在这里我们所看到这个词分别，我们需要从世界里边分别出来。
May the Lord help us that we may not heed to this first compromise.That we may learn to stand, to be faithful to the God, and learn to be found in His house week after week, not heeding to the Satan's devices.
所以我们愿神给我们恩典，让我们不落在撒旦的诡计里边。我们要从世界的里面分别出来，在神的家中一同来敬拜。
Let's go to the second compromise.
我们的第二个方面。
Book of Exodus chapter 8, again. Book of Exodus, chapter 8.
那个出埃及记第八章
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Mark the last sentence. Only ye shall not go very far, entreat for me.
就是后半部分，这是法老说的话，只是不要走得很远，求你们为我祷告。
Don't go far.
不要走得太远。
Sometimes this is also the temptation or the challenge which we also face.
这上有的时候我们也是遇到同样的试炼和试探。
Before we came here, we were for 3 years going for fellowship, right from staying in a place from North Brunswick to South Ozone Park in New York.
那么我们在来到这里之前，我有三年之久，我们从那个 North Brunswick 到那个纽约市什么地方？
Yeah, in South Ozone in New York.
South
Ozone Park.
那个我不知道具体是 South Ozone Park 在纽约的那个地方聚会。
It used to take almost 1.5 hours going and returning used to take sometimes 2-2.5 hours to come back.
那么去的时候一个半小时，回来的时候你知道有时候有 traffic 会更久。
So our neighbors, our friends used to say that, why you need to go that far?
那我们的邻居就告诉我们，为什么你们需要走那么远的地方
？There is church nearby us. You can go there. You can just fellowship and come back in 2 hours, and you can have the whole day for yourself.
哎，你在附近不是有一个教堂吗？你们就去就行了呀。然后你很快就回来了，这样你整天的时间你都有了。
This is also again the wiles of Satan, that he wants us to stay away from fellowship and to exercise, not to do much exercise of trying to be in the house and spending whole your day with in God's presence.
所以这实在是撒旦的一个诡计，他让我们好不愿意不情愿去，好像在教会的里面跟弟兄姊妹有一整天一同在神的面前的服侍和敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that Heavenly Father came from heaven to earth to free us and to take us to heaven.
所以我们都知道，我们的天上的父啊，他们从天上降到这地上，来把我们要重新带回到天上。
It was not an easy journey for him.
对他来说，这不是一个很容易就做到的事。
He had to leave all his heavenly glory, and just imagine for us, onto simple terms, from a mansion to a hut.
他把天上的荣耀都放弃了，走这么远的路程来到地上来拯救我们。And、想想看，就像我们从一个非常的大的豪宅搬到一个非常贫穷的一个平民的小宅一样，那样的很困难。
And today we are so much hesitating to travel even half an hour or 45 minutes. We struggle and we see so pain and so burdened about those travels.
所以今天我们为着我们来到会所这么一个半个小时 44分钟 可能我不知道大家走的路程多远我们就感到非常大的一个负担似的。
We need not have to set the affections on the things on this earth, but God has set us to set our affections on the heavenly things.
所以我们
Colossians 3:1. Let's move on to the third compromise.
那么第三个方面,
Book of Exodus chapter 10.
那么在出埃及记第十章,
verse 8.
第八节,
But go, serve the Lord your God. But who are they that go? Verse 9. We will go with our young and with our old, with our sons, with our daughters, with our flocks, with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. Verse 10. And he said unto them, Let the Lord be so with you, as I will let you go, and your little ones, look to it, for evil is before you.
从第八节开始，法老说的，你们去侍奉耶和华你们的神。 但那要去的是谁呢？摩西说：“我们要和我们老的、儿子、女儿同去，且把羊群、牛群一同带去，因为我们务要向耶和华守节。”第十节，法老对他们说：“啊，verse 10 as well。”法老对他们说：“我容你们和你们妇人、孩子去的时候，耶和华与你们同在吧，你们要谨慎，因为有祸在你们眼前。”
So here, Pharaoh is asking them that who all want to go. So Moses is telling that we want to go with our young, with our old, our sons, our flocks, and everyone to hold the feast.
那当法老问，在这里我们才看见法老问摩西说：“谁要去呢？”摩西就说：“我们的老少儿女、女儿，还有我们的羊群、牛群都要去，都要向耶和华守。”
So what is Pharaoh telling them in verse 10? That you can go, but why you want to? What and your little ones too? The evil is going to face them.
法老好像在这说，哎，你们可以去，带着儿女这样同去的话，那你们会遇到很多灾祸的呀。
Not so. And then finally he's stopping them from not to take the little ones with them.
他在那实在是要禁止他们带着那个儿女们去，你们壮年人可以去。
I think this is also another challenge which we encounter in this current generation.
这也是我们今天所面临的一个试验，试探。Satan
tells that You want go to the house of God. You don't have to take your kids with you. It's why are you bothering these little hearts, so young hearts? Why should they know God? Why should they sacrifice? It's like a too much long hours staying in the house of God. You as parents can go, but you can keep your little ones at home.
就像今天我们所面临撒旦给我们同样的概念，说你们这些大成年人当然可以去，为什么把这些小孩子，他们还幼小的心灵，当不需要整天待在教会里边，跟他们多大的负担？你们大人去就好了嘛。
This is one of the challenges of Satan that he would want to keep the children in Egypt and the parents in the wilderness.
所以这是撒旦的一个诡计，他是说他想说你们成人可以离开埃及去祭祀神，但是你们孩子留在埃及。
It's very important as individuals and as families that we should be found in the house of God with our little ones, with our young ones and every member of the family in the house of God fellowshipping around God's table.
所以这对我们是非常重要的，我们无论是成年人还是我们的孩子们，我们需要在神的家里边一同的来敬拜神。
And I think this is one of the biggest challenges as parents to raise our kids in the fear of God and being nurtured and try to be fellowshipping with God's children.
所以今天对我们来说，作为父母亲是非常何等的重要的事情。我们要把我们的儿女带到神的家里边，让他们在神的家里边因着喂养而长大。
We'll go through some verses. I just wanted to share more on this, but first let's finish the verses and then we can meditate more on this.
我想我本来还有更多的要想分享，不过我们想简单的来做一个结论。
Proverbs 22:6 Train up your child in such a way that he should not depart from evil.
Which verse?
Proverbs 22:6 Proverbs 22.
Oh. Okay. 在那个箴言第二十。
22:6
22章第6节
Train up your child.
就要让你的孩子带到神家中来。
Then also, we know the life of Abraham.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕的一生。
In book of Genesis chapter 18, we do not have time to go there, where he says that I know that this my servant will raise his kids in the fear of God. Okay, let's go there. Let's, I think, interesting.
我们来看一下创世纪第十八章,
book of Genesis chapter 18. Verse 19.
第十九节.
Can you read that in English? Just a second.
Okay.
For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him that they will keep the way of the Lord.
所以他们可以应许神的应许亚伯拉罕可以成就。
Deuteronomy 6 and 7 also says that when you're walking around, when you're in the house, you need to teach the word of God to our little ones.
所以我们也再次看一下,我们在神的家中的时候,我们需要来告诉我们的孩子们怎么样去顺服,去听从神的话。
When I was being raised, growing up as a little child,
当我被从小被带大的时候,
my father told me one thing, it's the word of God which will make us not to get lost. It will keep us focused and rooted in God's word and will never detour and never fall aside.
所以我的父亲从小就教育我们要遵守,要去熟悉神的话。
Even though I went astray back and forth, but it was the very word which was in me, which my father's implanted into my heart, that kept me back again, again, again into the house of God.
尽管有时候我也许会失落,会迷失,但是每一次都是因为我父亲告诉我的神的话,把我一次又一次地重新带回到神的面前。
He made it a point that we had a night prayer, family prayer every time before we went to sleep. As a family, he made a point that we are three siblings, that we are all together, and before we rested, we prayed together.
所以他让我们有晚上的祷告,睡前我们要去祷告,我们成家常常在一起祷告,因此借着这个祷告,我们常常一同祷告。
Even though he came very late from his work, but he made a point to spend time with us and encouraging us in the word of God.
所以尽管他有时候工作很累,他回来得很晚,但是他还是每一次把我们召集在一起,来有一点点在神的话语上一同分享。
And then even in the morning, when we get up, and as before we used to get ready to school, we used to have a family prayer.
所以早晨我们起来要去上学之前,我们会一同有这个早晨全家的祷告。
And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, for God's glory, as I look back, as I've grown up and I have become a parent, I think, and I can tell you that it was a big blessing for me that a man like me, who had a lot of ambitions, a lot of dreams, could be back in the house of God and growing in the Lord. I can say it's to my parents' prayer and the commitment and the dedication to know the word of God and to be built in the word of God.
所以这对我是很大的一个祝福,就是当我现在成为一个成人,我有各样的梦想,有各样的那个野心的时候,但是每一次这样来到神的面前,因着借着神的话,我一次又次的得到那个。
So my Lord help us that we may all be encouraged and we may not be a prey of Satan's devices, that we should keep our children and that we should not keep them away, but we should also be have a concern and a burden that along with us, our children should also know and should grow in the house of God.
所以我觉得最后我想我们的孩子们也需要常常被我们一兄带在神的面前,常常借着祷告,说神的话,一同能够把他们带大,在神的里面把他们,让他们能够成长。
Let's go to the fourth and the last compromise. That's again in the book of Exodus chapter 10.
我们来看看出埃及记第十章,我们最后的一点。
Verse 24.
第24节.
And Pharaoh called unto Moses, Go ye serve the Lord, only let your flocks and your herds be stayed, let your little ones also go with you.
法老对摩西说,你们去侍奉耶和华,只是你们的羊群牛群要留下,你们的妇人孩子可以和你们同去。
So he says that now you all can go, but you have to leave your flocks and your herds behind.
在这里他对摩西说、啊、你们现在都可以去了，但是要把羊群牛群、留下。
In those days, flock and herd was the possessions they had, and that is how the wealth was known,、was considered.
在那样的那个时代、啊、羊群牛群就是他们所有的资产、表示他们有多有
So he first tried to tell them not to go far. Then、first he told them not to go out of Egypt. Then he told them not to go far. Then he tried to see,、say, tell them that they are not supposed to take the little ones. Now he says that you can go, but you cannot take your cattle or your wealth along with you.
你看，一开始法老说你们就留在埃及敬拜，后来说你们不要走太远，然后又说你们可以去，但是孩子可以留下。现在又说你们都可以去，但是羊群牛群要留下。
And this is also one of the wiles of Satan, that he wants us to、be not too focused on、try to keep us away from the possessions what we have, because he knows that if we have possessions, we'll again come back, or all the time we are thinking and lingering on those things.
现在看到再次看一下仇敌撒旦的诡计、啊、因为我这是我们在地上所有的资产，他是说你们都可以去，但是因为是你们有资产，所以你们还会回来的。
Because as the word of God says is that where your treasure is, there will be your heart.
就像我们的主说的，当你的财宝在哪里，你的心就会在哪里。一样。
So it doesn't mean that God is saying is that everything what you possess that you need to give all your titles to Him.
我们不，当然我们的神不是说，当我们所地上所拥有的一切东西的时候，我们都要全部给神。神不是这个意思。
It means that our heart should not be upon it.
他的意思乃是说，我们的心不应该在这些财宝这些事情上。
We know the story of Ananias and Sapphira.
我们都知道阿拉尼亚的和索菲亚的故事。
How they tried to keep a part of the land for themselves, and they told Peter that they gave everything.
就是当时他们把地卖了的时候，他们说：“哦，我们把所有的都给神了。”其实他们留了一点给自己。
And then how they lost and they bought a suffering or the loss in their lives.
最终的结果就是他们怎么样，因着这样的缘故，他们失去了、丧失了自己的生命。
So it's very important that we should also not let the possessions of this earth, what we have, that it should hinder us from trying to focus on the Heavenly Father.
所以我们不应该把这个我们的心放在这个地上的所事的财宝的身上，因为它会阻止我们来到神的面前服侍神。
Verse 26, this should be our testimony.
第26节。这应该成为我们的见证。
Verse second line, there shall not an hoof be left behind.
就是连一个蹄也不留下。
Not an hoof.
连一蹄也不留下。
It means, I was trying to understand, it means that nothing, not even 1%, not even 2%, we are going to leave behind.
也就是说，我们不是说要留下 1% 或者 2%, 我们 10%, 我们一点点都不留下。
To make it in simple terms, all what I have, what I am, is in the disposal or at the disposal of the Lord.
也就是说，我不管我自己还是我所有的一切，都完全是要从被神所支配。
So it's very important, brothers and sisters, that we should. God wants us to be separated. God wants us to sacrifice our lives, and God wants us to.So that we can be able to fellowship with him or a feast with him.
所以我们知道非常重要的，我们需要把自己啊分别出来，要祭祀，最后我们要来服侍神，这是何等重要的三个方面。
So I'm encouraged, and this is the same verse which brother shared last time, book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
就是我们上个星期我们弟兄也分享到这一节圣经罗马书第十二章第一节。
Let's read this before I close.
我们就借着这些圣经来结束今天我的分享。
Book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
第十二章第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Verse 12 also, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要笑话这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的。
So God wants us to be separated.
所以神需要我们从世界分别出来。
He wants us to live a sacrificial life.
让我们能够活一个祭那个敬拜那个 奉献的生活
so that we can serve him.
所以因此我们就可以来服侍他
so that we can enter into the rest along with him.
那么因着这样的缘故我们就可以进入到他的安息的里面
But Satan is going to come up with all these compromises and challenges in our life.
那么撒旦会来用诡计来引诱我们让我们有一些这个妥协在这些事情
So may the Lord help us and encourage us through his grace.That we may be all be found in the house of God, and we may be along with our little ones, along with all our possessions, so that we can set our heart and affection on Him.
So we 需要神给我们恩典，让我们能够啊，在神的家中一同的来敬拜他。我们自己、我们的孩子、我们所有的一切，我们都要全部如奉献上来被神所使用。
Let this be your prayer, Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 11.
那我们来看看希伯来书第四章第十节做我们的一同的一个祷告
As Paul says, let us labor therefore to enter into that rest.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息
So brothers and sisters, let us learn to labor. Because God has created us. God had the plan that he wants us to enter in his rest. And we need to labor to enter into the rest which will satisfy his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们我们需要一同借着我们的努力我们一同劳力再来努力这是神让我们所做的事情最终我们借着这个劳力我们一同来进入那个安息
yeah,
感谢我们刚刚听到弟兄的分享
We thank the Lord for the sharing our brother just gave us
那我们继续看神继续教导我们他的智慧他的工作
Continue to see what the Lord's working in his wisdom
诗篇我们先读几节圣经诗篇九十篇第十二节
Let's start with a few Bible verses. Psalm 90, verse 12.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom.
摩西这里在跟神求在他晚年的时候怎么样过一个有益的意义的生活
So this is Moses praying to the Lord asking him to teach him how to in his elderly time how to spend the rest of his days with meaning
我们小时候老师也教过我们光阴要爱惜光阴可是很少教我们要怎么样数算日子
Since we were young, our teachers often told us to seize the day, but they have not told us how to number our days.
Yeah. 世界上的人呢，通常不太喜欢数算自己的日子。
Many people in the world don't often like to number our days.
特别是年纪比较大的。
Especially those who are older.
因为呢，越算越少，到算到后面就没有了。
Because the more you count, the fewer you have, and then in the end, you have none left.
我们数算自己的日子跟世人不一样。
But the way we count our days is different from the rest of the world.
因为我们算的时候是有永生的盼望做根基的。
Because when we number our days, we have this hope of eternity as our foundation.
小时候老师教导我们怎么算。然后呢你还记得的话先教我们怎么比较然后有选择
So when we were young our teachers taught us how to count and if you remember they taught us first how to compare and then to choose
圣经的教导更丰富
The Bible's teaching is even more full
我们只读一处圣经路加福音十章第四十一节跟四十二节
We'll read one a few verses Luke chapter 10 verses 41 and 42
我们应该很熟悉这两节圣经
We should be very familiar with these two verses.
我念第四十二节。
I'll read verse 42.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
But only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
玛利亚显然她做过一些比较，然后做了一个选择。
So Mary, she considered her options and then made her choice.
我也常常用这一节圣经鼓励我自己还有我的家人能够来参加聚会。
And I often use these words to encourage not only myself but my family to come and attend the fellowship.
因为选择上好的福分呢，是这个世界不能夺去的。
Because choosing the good part is something that the world cannot take away.
更重要的，主说选择上好的福分是不可少的一件事。
But more importantly, the Lord says here, choosing the good part is something that is necessary.
也就是说要学会比较选择是我们一定要做的。
So, in other words, making this comparison and then choosing is something that we have to do.
怎么算呢？怎么数算也是很重要的。
How to count is also very important.
我们来看路加福音十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 14.
我们可能多念几处圣经，从二十八节到三十三节。
We'll read a few more verses. We'll read verse 28 through verse 33.
二十八节说：“你们哪一个要盖一座楼，不先坐下算计花费，能盖成不能呢？恐怕安的地基不能成功，看见的人都笑话他，说这个人开了工却不能完工。”
28 to 30. All right, verse 28 to 30 first.For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish.
主教导我们呢，要学习怎么计算，因为我们现在有的是不够跟随主。不够我们跟随主走到底的。
The Lord wants us to calculate, or to learn how to calculate, because what we have now is insufficient to follow the Lord to the very end.
我们现在身体也许还可以，眼睛还可以看得清楚，这个神的话还可以记住。
Maybe we, in our bodies, our eyes are clear enough to read God's word and we can still remember his words.
但是到老的时候，这些都会变化，不是跟我们现在一样。
But when we get older, these will all change, and they won't be like as we are today.
所以到我们年纪老迈的时候，我们里面这个新生命不能胜过这个老我的生命，那个光景是不敢想象的。
So when we get older, that the new life that we have may not be able to overcome our current life is something that we don't want to consider.
这个是很严肃而且非常实际的问题，我们每一个人都要面对。
This is a very serious issue that all of us have to face.
再看下面两处圣经，第十四路加福音十四章三十一跟三十二节，我念。或是一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下来酌量，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵来攻打的吗？若是不能，就趁敌人还远的时候，派使者去求和席的条款。
The next two verses, Luke 14, verse 31 and 32. Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not?First sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000. Or else while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace.
所以主在教导我们，我们的能力不管有多强，是不能抵挡仇敌的攻击。
So So what the Lord is telling us is that no matter how strong our will is, it is not enough to oppose the work of the enemy.
主教导我们要远离躲避这个仇敌来的试探。
The Lord tells us to flee and hide from the temptation of the enemy.
好，再念这里这里有一点我有一个很特别的现象，我观察到。
There is a very special revelation here that I found in my reading.
主两次提到都说要坐下来，计算估计的之前要坐下来。
The Lord says here twice before calculating to first sit down.
因为要不坐下来冷静的去算的话，我们呢很容易算错。
Because if we don't sit and very carefully calculate, we will often calculate incorrectly.
好，再念第33节。
Continuing with verse 33.
你们无论什么人若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
So then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all his own possessions.
不能做主的门徒指的是我们没有这个能力去跟随主走到底，没有这个能力这个抵挡仇敌的攻击。
When it says none of you can be my disciples, it tells us that none of us have the ability to follow the Lord to the very end, and none of us have the ability to resist the enemy.
所以主教导我们呢，我们认识自己是多么的软弱，是非常重要的功课。
The Lord teaches us that to recognize how weak we are is a very important lesson.
换句话说，我们对自己的认识不够的话是危险的。
In other words, if we don't recognize ourselves, understand ourselves, it is very dangerous.
主知道我们很难撇下一切来跟随他。
The Lord knows it's very difficult for us to lay aside all things to follow him.
所以教导我们常常在许多事情上做比较，做选择。
So he often gives us many lessons where we can make comparisons and then make a choice.
刚刚弟兄分享的要到神的家来学习敬拜他，侍奉他，这个就是很好的一个比较跟选择。
What our brother just shared, to come to the fellowship and, you know, learn how to worship and praise the Lord, this is a very good example of making a comparison and a choice.
圣经这个神的话教导我们要算又做比较选择。
So the Lord tells us that we have to calculate, to make this comparison and then choose.
圣经也继续教导我们怎么做加法跟减法。
The Lord also teaches us how to add and subtract.
约翰福音三章三十节，我用念的就大家都想，大家都知道，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
I'll read John chapter 3 verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease.
这节经节又简单又清楚。
This verse is very simple and very clear.
意思是说，我们里面基督的生命必须增加，老我必须要减少。
This verse says that the new life of Christ within us must increase, and our old self must decrease.
我举几个简单的加法的例子。
I'll give a few easy examples, simple examples about addition.
积财宝在天上是一个加法的运用。积财宝在天上。
Storing up treasures in heaven is an example of addition.
刚刚弟兄也提到这个经节。
And our brother shared this verse as well.
我们唱的诗歌数算主恩典也是我们学习怎么用加法的这个运用加法。
And the hymn we sang, Count Your Blessings, is also an example of using addition.
减法就比较困难不适合单独使用，必须跟加法一起运用。
So subtraction is a little bit more difficult.
You can't do it alone.
You normally can't do it alone. You have to use it in conjunction with addition.
Yeah. 我很快时间的关系，我经节很快的念过去。腓立比书第二章第三节的后半段，只要心存心谦卑，个人看比自己强， 这就是加法跟减法同时的运用。
So first thing in time, I'll very quickly read some verses. Philippians 2, verse 3, the second half. But with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. This is using addition and subtraction at the same time.
腓立比书第三章第八节的前半段，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
And Philippians 3 verse 8, the first half. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.
圣经上还有很多这样的经节，那我只念到这里。
The Bible has many other verses similar to these, but I'm only going to read these.
这几节经节很快的，我们就找到一个原则。
And through these verses, very quickly we will find a principle.
加法呢？都是用在基督身上，减法是用在我们自己身上。
The addition portions are always in relation to the Lord Jesus, and the subtraction is for ourselves.
数算的顺序也很重要，因为记得马太福音讲说，我们要先求他的国跟他的义。
And the order of operations is also very important. The Bible tells us to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
我想我们大家都熟悉大卫数点百姓所造成的这个灾难。
We all should be familiar with King David's
numbers.
Sin of numbering his people of taking a census.
算的顺序错的话呢，也会造成麻烦的。
If you count the order incorrectly, it is also a big problem.
举一个简单的例子，我们算我们，假如，我们算我们自己，所做的服事，所传的福音，传所结的果子。
If we count, for example, our work for the Lord, our services, our sharing, and the people that we've brought to the gospel.
我们从自己身上算的话，很容易把骄傲带出来。
If we count these works for ourselves, it very quickly causes pride.
我们换一个算的方式，我们想这是做仆人该服侍的，是欠福音的债，反而会使我们学习更谦卑。
If we consider this then as something that we ought to do as a debt owed because of the gospel, it makes us more humble.
最重要的，我们想学的就是神怎么数算。
What we need to learn is how the Lord counts.
路加福音十二章第七节啊，我用念的，就是你们的头发也都被数过，不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。
In Luke chapter 12, verse 7, indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, you are more valuable than many sparrows.
这里这个主讲这个话很特别，因为为什么要数头发呢？有什么意义呢？
So the Lord said this with a good reason, because why would we have need to count our hairs? What purpose is that?
因为主在告诉我们，他不但对我们很有耐心，他非常的爱我们。
Because the Lord tells us not only is He very patient with us, He loves us so very deeply.
他告诉我们，我们的心思意念每一件事情他都知道。
He tells us that the Lord knows everything about us, our spirit, soul, and body, our entire lives.
所以呢，这个基督必须增加，我们的老我必须减少，这个必须呢，就是告诉我们这是神要成就的事。
When the Bible tells us that the Lord's life must increase and our old self must decrease, this must is something that the Lord Himself will accomplish.
我们要使我们自己减少是很困难的。
To cause ourselves to decrease is very difficult for us.
但是很奇妙的是，我们追求这个基督这个。在我里面增加，我们这个老我就慢慢不知不觉中的就消失了。
But if we pursue the Lord's increase in us, we find that our old self will naturally by itself decrease.
这是我学到使老我减少的一个秘诀。
And this is the secret that I found with, about reducing our old self.
因为圣经上说，使人成长的是神，是神要做的事。
Because the Bible tells us that the Lord causes the growth, because this is something that the Lord wants to do.
所以，有了这一点认识以后，我们试着来重新数算我们的日子。
So now that we've learned these things, we should once again consider count numbering our days.
我们不再算我们过去失败的日子或成功的日子。
We don't count our failures or successes that have passed.
好的不好的通通要过去。
Good or bad, they will all pass.
但是有些日子是有永远的价值，就是我们一起我们自己纪念主的日子，是我们一起擘饼纪念主的日子。这些日子呢，在神的心目中是宝贵的。
But there are certain days that have eternal value. Whenever we gather to break bread in remembrance of the Lord, this has eternal value in the Lord's eyes.
所以我们要珍惜我们还有的日子，有多少机会可以纪念主。
So we have to consider in the days we have left, how many days do we have left that we can gather together to remember the Lord?
有一件事情非常奇妙，就是我们过去失败懊悔的日子，因为我们这个有忧伤痛悔的心，神也不纪念，反而成为我们忧伤痛悔的心反而是神纪念的事情。
Another thing that we find is that when we encounter failure and we have regret, the Lord doesn't count those days. And so what he remembers is that we had this heart of regret.
Yeah. 所以我想时间到，我就几句我自己领受的话跟弟兄姊妹分享。
So we're running out of time, so I just have a few verses that I wanted to share.
纪念主的日子有永远的价值。
That the days of remembering the Lord has eternal value.
然后愿圣灵继续教导我们数算教导我们怎么样照着神的心意数算我们的日子。
And the Bible teaches us how we can number our days according to the Lord's way of counting.
我们的日子呢？不只是在只有在 地上或今生的日子。
Our days don't only exist on earth or in our lifetime.
好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord.